This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. It's a long way from Hollywood to the north of England, but a movie producer can dream, right? The producer in question is named Hopwood Dupree, and pay attention to that name because it's going to be important. Dupree set about researching his family tree not too long ago and discovered that for more than 500 years, his family had owned an ancestral home in the north of England, an old pile apparently that had gone derelict and is in danger of collapse, so he decided to save it. Marketplace's Stephen Beard met Dupree and took a tour.
A tour of Hopwood Hall starts unceremoniously at a steel fence that runs around the perimeter of the property.
This is our security gate. Keeps the vandals out.
Vandals, in fact, had run riot throughout the building long before Hopwood Dupree first clapped eyes on it, a crumbling, rubble-strewn but still magnificent wreck.
When I walked into the hall and saw all the beautiful ancient carvings and fireplaces, that's really what got me. And then they took me into a room and said, this is where your 14th great-grandfather was born. And that really made me stop and pause and think, wow, this has to be saved.
Tall, tanned and blonde, the youthful-looking movie producer doesn't look the part of conservationist, let alone Lord of the Manor. But leading our little tour through the rubble along the plank walkways, Hopwood points out the many features with proprietorial pride and enthusiasm.
This is a fireplace. It's called the Lord Byron fireplace, thought to be a gift from Lord Byron when he came to stay here.
Packed with fine architectural features, the house has nevertheless lain empty for years. Thieves ripped the lead off the roof, the rain came in, and, says local conservationist Bob Wall, whose long campaign to save the building, the rot set in.
We've had the lot. Wet rot, dry rot, brown rot, cellar rot, call it what you want. We're doing quite well.
The house is still standing, but only just. Peter Barlow of Historic England, an official body charged with protecting the country's architectural heritage, was with us on the tour.
That ceiling's going to go soon, isn't it?
Yes, it's going to just collapse fairly imminently, really, and there's a lot of work to stabilise and soft prop some of the ceilings so we just don't lose them.
Nobody step on this bottom stair. We're going to go one at a time up the stairway, and we're going to stay to your right.
Hopwood leads us up a fragile staircase. His branch of the family last saw the house in the 18th century before emigrating to America. The hall's now owned by the local council. Galvanised by Hopwood, Historic England and the council have now put up $500,000 to stop the building falling down. Councillor Janet Emsley.
We're happy that somebody is taking an interest in one of our buildings and working towards it being restored.
Isn't it odd? It's apparently taken an American to get things going.
He may be an American, but he's got British roots.
The council's agreed to sell Hopwood his ancestral home for a negligible sum, so long as he comes up with a long-term plan for the hall and the money for a full restoration. That could be as much as $15 million. But with his movie maker's imagination, he sees revenue potential in every room.
This is the Georgian room. It has a big bay window, high ceilings where a grand chandelier once hung, was probably used as a ballroom for many events.
It's a terrific mess at the moment. Yeah. What's your vision for this?
I can almost feel and hear and see the parties, the laughter and the fun that probably happened in this room. So I envision bringing it back to that as an event space.
He believes that Hopwood Hall could thrive as a country house retreat for special occasions with its lake and babbling brook and bluebell wood, a great place to vacation, take a course, learn a new skill. That's the dream. Sounds like a movie in the making. At Hopwood Hall near Rochdale in the north of England, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.